Hello and welcome to Amplify. For some of you, this is a 3-day free experience. So today, tomorrow, and the next day, where I will be discussing amplifying more of who you already are. For others who have joined the Amplified program, this is going to be a 7-day experience for you, this part, piece of it. And then I'll explain to you what else you will receive on top of that after. So today is also the first day of the Lunar New Year. So Happy New Year. And one of the significant things about today is that it marks the year which we shift from the year of the snake, which is 2025, to the year of the fire horse. And the significance of that is when you think about the snake, it sheds its skin. So it's shedding old parts of itself that it no longer needs, old versions of itself. So if last year was a year where you shed a lot of things, like a lot of skins, a lot of pieces of you, it could even mean people in your life, it could mean actual physical things that you're shedding or that you have left, relationships that no longer serve you. If it was a year like that for you, then that was actually in alignment with the year of the snake. And with the year of the horse that is coming in today, that is here today, it's about new beginnings. It's like if you think of the horse running and galloping and free, it is about freedom. The piece that I want to remember, actually there were a couple pieces that came up today. The funny thing is, so it is now 12:30-ish in which I'm recording this. I had set out to record this morning, and something in me was like, it is not the right time yet. And there's the difference, we spoke about this in one of my previous courses, between time and timing. Time is like when we say there's not enough time, or it is like an artificial thing. I need you to get this to me in the next 2 days. But why? What if it doesn't take 2 days to do, right? It is necessary so that we can, you know, make an appointment, so that we can have certain structures. However, it is at the expense of timing. And timing is when the energy is correct for things to happen. We've all said before, oh, that was such the right timing. Right? One thing that I want to remind us that the time, the calendar that we created right now, it is a person-made construct. Like we said, there are this many days in a year, and then every 4 years there's an extra day, and you know, we decided to divide it into 12 months. All these things, and then we created the clock, is something that was created. When it comes to timing, and we go with the seasons, right? The sun comes up at a certain time. The sun sets at a certain time. The days are longer. The days are shorter. The seasons bring about timing. And there's a certain cycle within our body for women, the menstrual cycle, that has a timing in it, but it's not time. And so the difference is sometimes it might not be the right time, but it's always the right timing for it to occur. So this morning I had set out to do the recording this morning, and it was not the right timing. And because of that, and other pieces fell into play that I would not have been able to contemplate had I done it earlier. So then I also came back to work today because, as some of you know, I was on vacation for the last 2 weeks. And coming to work after being away means that there's more things to do. There's more patients to see, more files to get done, you know, catching up after you've been away. And so I actually sat down to do this recording at another time, at 11:11. I said, wow, what a perfect time. And then, of course, patients came in early and other things were needed. And so now it is no longer the morning that you are receiving this. If you're here listening to it now, it means it's the afternoon. And I got emails, thank you to those who emailed, who said, I didn't get the link, I haven't seen it yet, am I on the list? You actually were. However, it was not the right timing until now, and to bring this piece to you. So the piece is, there is a timing for things. And sometimes we give ourselves grief, or we give ourselves, we feel guilty and we feel pressure to get something done in a certain time. But whose time is it? At the right timing, all will manifest. Even the energy for this program, it came into me, Amplify. It came in at the end of December. This is what I was going to create. And it was on the back of finishing the Daily Dose of Healing. And then crickets. Nothing else came in. I was like, okay, I'm going to have this experience. Great, this is what it's going to be. And then nothing. Until this morning. Until today. And of course it's today. I actually picked today to start Amplify because it is the year, a new lunar new year, and with new energy. And without picking today and having today there, I would not have had the downloads that I had this morning. So the next piece is, sometimes when we look back on a previous version of ourselves or a previous year, I've heard a lot of people saying, oh, thank God it is the year of the horse, or new beginnings, because I am ready to let go of everything of last year. And you say it in a way that, ugh, like, let's get rid of it to start something new. And what the energy I want to go into this with is, I honor that part of me, because when we're talking about a snake and shedding of skin, it is the skin of the snake. It's your skin that you're shedding. So the version of you that you're shedding was once good for you. It was once a version of you that you desired to have, or that brought you joy, that brought you lessons, that brought you learnings. Even in, let's say, a relationship that you've outgrown, at the beginning of that relationship, there were parts of you that were joy, that had joy, that wanted that relationship, or else, you know, you would not have had been in it. And so we don't want to let go of that part, like, just throw it away. We want to have reverence for it, because at that, this version of ourselves, this skin that we're shedding or that we're creating right now, was beneath the skin that we shed. And then the next version of ourself will be beneath this skin. And so every version of ourself, we want to have reverence for, because they were all once part of who we are. And we learned lessons, and we grew, and we grew out of that skin. And so we don't want to just discard it. We want to learn from it. So if there are pieces of you, versions of yourself, your skin, that you want to go back and just say thank you for last year, thank you for this because I learned, thank you for that because I learned, then it would amplify and change the energetics moving into this year of the horse. Also, I want us to focus. The reason it's called Amplify is that we want to focus on more of what we already are. There are different ways to, let's say, get or achieve something. You can either run away from something, or you can run towards something else. And the energy is completely different. So you can either run away from the year of the snake, or run towards the year of the horse. Both are in the same direction, except the way that you run is different. Because let's say my daughter's six, and let's say she gets off the bus and she is so happy to see me. She sees me, her arms are out, and she's running towards me. How am I going to feel? I'm gonna be like, oh my goodness, I'm so excited to see her. I can't wait to hear about her day, all the things. That is a different energy, because I'm running still, right? Then if I'm running away from a tiger chasing after me, then I have the cortisol, I have the adrenaline, I have the stress. Both are running. We're both running, and yet the energy is different from that. So we don't want to run away from the snake. We want to instead run towards the towards the horse. We don't want to run away from an old relationship. We want to run towards a new beginning. We don't want to run away from the old version of who we were. We want to run towards the next version of who we can be. Because the energetics are different for each. One has the energy of stress, of the cortisol, of the adrenaline, and then the other is, I'm going towards something that I desire. And it is similar to when we talk about manifestation, is instead of focusing on what we don't have, the finances, the health, the relationship, we focus on what we already have and what we want to amplify. So areas where we are abundant in our finances or abundant in our ability, let's say, to have food for our family, and areas where we have good relationships, even if it's with ourselves, and then areas in which we are currently healing or that we know we have the capacity to heal. And then we make that the focus and we amplify that. So those were the pieces that came through simply because I allowed the timing to guide when this was recorded. Yes, the time was that it was done today. And usually it is in the morning, except the timing was now. Now is the time. And the remarkable thing about now, in this present moment, is that you can affect multiple timelines. And what I mean by that is we can't go back to the past and change the past. So we can't affect the past. The future is not here yet. So while you can do things now to affect the future, it's not in the future that you affect the future. So what you're left with is right now, is the present. And in this moment, in this present moment, you can actually affect the past because you can rewrite the way that you see it or experience your past and in so change it your past or change your experience with the past, your relationship with the past, and you can create your future right now. You can do things right now that will be for you in the future. And so only now is there the time that you can affect multiple timelines. Your past, your present, and your future self can be affected in the right now. So thank you so much for coming and joining this 3-day free experience of Amplify. I look forward to the next 2 days where we will be going further in depth in some of these concepts and in shedding the older layers of who you are and also welcoming in the next version of who you desire to be. For those of you who want a deeper experience, I have the Amplify Mastermind, which is coming out, is right now. So some of you are already in this, and we're going to be going through a 7-day experience. This is a free 3-day, but we're going to be adding more days onto it. After that, we are also going to be having a week where we have deepening exercises that I'm going to be dropping for those in the Amplify experience in the whole mastermind. And then there is going to be some one-on-one calls for individuals in the Amplify experience so that we can further amplify and center in these concepts on a one-on-one basis. So if that is something that you might be interested in, there is currently a 50% off for the Chinese New Year, the Lunar New Year, which I'm celebrating today. And so if you want to jump into that, the link is attached in the email, and then you can have a look at it and see if it's something that calls to you. For everybody else, we will be here for the next 3 days, and I look forward to seeing you then. Thanks, and have a great day.